Sterling, it looks at this point like he has a rolled ankle, a basketball-type ankle, but we'll see how he responds to treatment, and we'll go from there.
Do you know how the injury occurred?
He was running the hammer out, put his foot in the ground, and rolled his ankle.
A rolled ankle is usually a low ankle, so is that better, obviously, than the alternative, the high ankle?
Again, we'll know more when I go in and we take a look at it, but just at this point, it just looks like he has a sprained ankle.
Is he going to undergo more tests? Like, you know, is he going to get...
Again, we just started the process. We'll know more later.
Was the cart just a precaution, then?
Yes.
Ben, when you're dealing, like, with an injury and something happens, this is going to be something that could happen again to somebody else during training camp. How do you react, then? How does it figure into the scheme of things?
Yeah, I mean, we have to practice football to get better at football. So when someone goes down, the next man stands up, and we work as hard as we can behind the scenes to get the player healthy.
Coach, how do you think Darius and Tavares responded to reps today in strong taxes?
I think a handful of guys responded well to reps. We completed some balls today from an offensive perspective, so that was encouraging.
Jesse McDunker, I think, left as well in the
college. Yeah, they're in there taking a look at his foot right now.
They guys sit out like JPP did today. Do they understand the process of that, or do they sort of try to challenge you and try to get it?
Well, communication is a two-way street, and we make sure that we communicate with the player, and the player communicates with us. But after studying the information and the data and the history of the player, I felt it was best for JPP to take a day today to do some rehab and get ready to go for tomorrow.
How do you think Mike Nugent looked at his first picks today?
He did a nice job. Fit right in. Gino's making progress. Again, it was hard for him in the offseason. Coming in, he didn't get a ton of reps. He got 7-on-7 reps without any type of rush. Felt some rush in the mini camp. So him being out here with the guys with the line in front of him, that's a big step for a guy coming off of the injury he's coming off of. Now he's just working through the fundamentals and learning the system.
With the receivers, do you try to have them play all the positions? Because it seemed like Beckham moved inside for some of the team stuff.
Yeah, we believe in teaching concepts. It's important philosophically. Concept learning and concept teaching is what's best for today's player. And the more they can learn concepts and how players work with each other and how they fit, and good offense and good passing game fits together tight like nuts and bolts, and the more they can learn, they can empathize what the other guy's going through, and they fit together a little bit better. So that's just a natural part of things. Some guys have to start a little slower with than others based on their history, but Odell's definitely a guy that has a lot of flexibility that way.
You mentioned JPP's history and data to decide to give him the day off today. What were some of the concluding factors you used to give him today off?
He needed today off.
It's been a while since he's had, he's played 16 games in the season. Mm-hmm. Will days like today help him, do you think, that far down the road? Are you looking at it like that?
Jason wanted to practice today. We sat down, we talked about it, and I told him to keep attacking every day like he does, and keep attacking it to go out and practice and play at a high level. And it's our job to make sure we take a look at the big picture.
How are you going to dictate when to do this with guys, of giving them days off?
Yes.
How?
By studying the information and the player. Well, we added a competition period to practice. We had the transition inside, and we were only 2 minutes off of schedule, so they handled it fairly well.
Do you anticipate having a veteran get a rest day like every other day, every day?
Like I said before, we're going to be very consistent. We're going to treat every player differently.
Didn't see Valentino Blake out here, I don't think, today. What happened to him?
He had some low back tightness.
Is that what he had before camp started?
Yes.
Second day in pads, overall, did you like the energy? Did you like what you saw?
I think the second day in pads, it's always a challenge to get them down. And I thought we were off the ground for the most part today. I need to go in and take a look at the tape. But fitting your pads in is a big part of things. And the second day, guys are sore, obviously. They haven't had those types of collisions in a while. Some guys a year, some guys over half of the year. But I thought we did a nice job today, especially on two different surfaces.
Ben, in the opportunity 7-on-7 period, Mark Erzler gets a chance to run some plays and catch some balls. Mm-hmm. I mean, can he catch the ball? I mean, when you watch him, is he, sort of viable there?
Yeah, he's viable. He's doing it. He has a lot of flexibility that way. You can have a conversation with him from the locker room to the field and talk to him about the opportunities that he's going to get for the day. He can digest it and go out and execute.
Is the hardest thing for him to remember which shirt to peel off during the ECO? Okay,
no, anytime you have a defensive guy and you give him an opportunity to put on a white shirt and go catch the ball, they're pretty excited to do it. He remembers that.
The only thing better would be a red one, I guess, right?
Only, yeah. Depends on who you're talking to.
So some of the guys, there were a few incidents, you know, after whistle that were guys in the offense and defense went at a little bit. What's your thoughts on that?
I didn't see much. You know, we had a couple dust ups, but nothing major. We had it under control. We're going to have a little bit of that. We have pads on. Guys are going to start. They're not going to feel great, you know, especially come the end of the week. That's healthy.
Ben, is that a sign of discipline? I mean, you're going to have those things, and, you know, sometimes it escalates, and guys can't get over it or it continues. I mean, do you look to that in your team, that there's discipline there, that they can do that, push and shove, and then they go back to what they need to do?
Yeah, things happen between the light white lines. Things are said, things are done that afterwards you may not be real happy about, but you have to learn to leave those on the field.
Thank you.